end of the parish we have a story of the Akeda. Pasuk says, "V'yashkem ha'mabaker, v'yamish ha'mayrei." This pasuk is the makor, the Gemara Pesachim learns out the concept of zrizim agdimah mitzvahs. The Gemara is talking about being Pesachim, it's talking about the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. The Gemara says, I was trying to understand why bedikas chametz is Lel Yudalit. I mean, the Isra of Chametz is only from Shei Shoyz Lamala after afternoon on Erev Pesach, the Isra of Chametz. So why are we doing B'dikah before? Whereas maybe want to say, it's Rizm Magdino Mitzvahs, that's why we want to be Zoraz in the Mitzvah, so we do it early. But in case of the Gemara, you should be B'dik in the morning. Why have to do the night before? There's reason, you know, the Iker Chiv is at 12, so you do it already in the morning, then you're carrying the Zrizis. Says the Gemara, that should be enough. Why? Remembering Zeraya from Avraham Avinu Batsim. Because the Pasuk says, the Gemara says that Mitzvah Mila is B'yayim HaShemini. So we'll still get this parasha. And it says that Kol Yom is kosher, but the reason Magdino Mitzvah is definitely you should do it right away. And the Gemara, the Makar is from Yashkem Erma Baiker. Yashkem Erma Baiker. So Rashi says, so what's Gemara's answering over here? So we see, what do we see from Rav Avinu? And Rav Avinu, he was in Yashkem Erma Baiker. He was Zoriz, and he woke up early. The Ashkim before Nets, Rashi says. But he didn't go the night before. Right? He went, he didn't wait for the Nets. He did it in the morning. So you see that even Zrizim, you don't have to go mamish above and beyond. Now, the Ran Gada says that he got up mamish by Nets. He didn't wait until the middle of the day. Rashi says he got up before the Nets, he didn't wait for the Nets. We'll get back and say, but this is the Makkah of Zrizim Makdimim. God is interesting, Shaila Gavi Mila, that Halacha Maisa and people aren't smart, but a lot of Gedolim were really very against this. People sometimes make a bris, they make a bris, man, a star. They'll make it 1, 1:30, whatever it is. Why? They would make it at 8 in the morning, 8 or 9 in the morning. People can't come. They push it off for the afternoon. Mais, a lot of Gedolim, the Rachashul and others, they shrei chai v'kayim against that because there's a reason Magdino Mitzvahs. I want to tell me, Barayvam, Sahari, which is Adif, if Zerizim Magdim and Mitzvah on one hand, Barayvam had the smell on the other hand. So which one overrides? So the Chaira Beferish Gemara, a Beferish Gemara that Zerizim overrides Barayvam. What's the Raya?
People daven early in the morning.
What?
Not many people daven at night.
Why? Oh, so you wonder why we don't do the meal by Nates?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking?
Some people
not many
people there.
All the people down there. Fine, but listen, most people will do a normal bris is 8:30, 9:30, right? So
that's the reason.
What?
Do the Nates.
So you're saying, why don't we do the Nates?
Yeah.
Huh? That's a good question.
I'm saying it's a riot.
What's a riot to? What are you trying to show?
Riot that's the reason why
you're
giving
mitzvahs, because you've
got
to run down
a
mitzvah. You're asking by why, or what are you trying to be riot to?
My
giving
mitzvahs is more important than a brulah.
How do you see that? Oh, in general, you mean people daven nates.
Yeah.
People that daven nates. Oh, I thought you asked doing the meal by nates. People that daven nates,
yeah.
Even though it's a smaller minion. So you see that? No, so over there, it's not just reason. Well, we're going to talk about dying Vesikin. Over there, there's a mile in dying Vesikin. So it's not just reason. That's a mile. That's right. There's a reason and the mile of Vesikin. That's why it overrides right now. But the Gemara Roshana, a very interesting Gemara. The Mishnah says that Ayodhaya Teva of Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? So this, the Musaf, when do we blow Shofar? Shachris, by most people are Shaifer. When do we say Hallel? By Shachris. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Why do we do both shayfer by Musaf and not by Shachris? Because Rav Amar just Melech. More people are there by Musaf on Rosh Hashanah than by Shachris. You know, especially if you don't speak, you know, but you know, it fills up by Musaf. Why don't we say we should daven, say Hallel by Musaf because Rav Amar? Elmai, what are you going to tell me? Why do we say Hallel by Shachris? There's reason, Magdil Mitzvahs. Some came to get Shachris, but also why do we say it's reason, Magdil Mitzvahs? So, what I say is that there's a different reason because it was a Gzeira, the Gzeira's Malchus, they weren't allowed to blow Shachris, so they had people there to make sure they don't blow it. They hung around until after Shachris, and they didn't blow, so then they left, and then they blew my Musa. But it's clear in the Gemara, but Hallel, Hare Hallel remains. When do we say Hallel?
Shachris.
Even though the Gemara is clear, this Roy Vam, where? By Musa. So you see that that Zrizim overrides Roy Vam. It's Kamarish and Gemara that Zrizim overrides Roy Vam. Mel, this Hanhaga of waiting for Bris Mila until, you know, in the afternoon, there's more people there, it's really not so Pasha Bachal. But I thought Dov was asking, so if he's doing that Zrizim Magdim, we should do it earlier, so maybe we should do it by the Nats. Aye, no one's gonna be able to come. Say it. So he's my dealing with this. Aye, the baby will be there. What? The father will be able to come.
Are you able to do it before Shachris? The bris?
Before Shachris?
Yeah. I mean, second is morning, do it in the morning. Before Shachris. No?
So he's
my dealing with this.
It's not kosher at night.
Awkward.
Mila Belial is not kosher. Okay.
So then, the
fine.
First thing in the morning, why don't you do it then?
What?
First, even before Shachris. The first time you're allowed to do it, then do it.
It's Nets. So Shachris, but Tadr, Shen, Tadr.
Tadr,
Kaiz. Okay. Now, again, from Rashi's perspective, it's Meduy. Rashi says that he didn't wait until the Nets. He was mocked him from Eliza Shachar by Yashkin. He got up early, right? Getting up nets, that's not called getting up early. That's what it says here, right? Rashi said he didn't wait till nets. By Yashkin, got up early. But nets not called with waking up early. By Yashkin before that. That's what it says in Rashi. Now, but it's Mashman Rashi. That's him. He could have waited until the nets. It sounds like, you know, that's some Chiv over here of Ram. They had to go do the Akedah. That started driven in the morning, which is by nets. But he was Makdim. So Chayitz Mashma over here, that the Shaykh Zrizim, Shtikal Mashma, it's Mukha, but Shaykh Mashma, the Shaykh Zrizim, even before the Zman of the Mitzvah in Rashi. It was Fideran, it's just that he woke up early and he didn't wake up, he didn't go at 10 o'clock. He didn't wake early on Gadol. He went early. So Rashi, he doesn't say that it was before the nets. Rashi says that he was mocked him. If he didn't wait for the nets, he was mocked him before the nets. Mashma, the chiv of the mitzvah was from the nets. He was even mocked him before that. L'chayra. So Mashma is the Rashi is that Shaykh Zrizim even before the Zman of the mitzvah. The Emerson, it's not so Pashin. Rukhan is down there. Rukhan assumes that Pashin that it's not Shaykh Zrizim before the Zman of the Mitzvah. And he's done a Taisis in Babasra and the Payan Beis that the Gemara talks about being makdim payment for a chayiv. Whereas there's a sad, Havaya people should, Havaya people should pay afterwards. So what's he paying? The Gemara says the guy claims he paid, the question is the guy claims he paid before, does he believe? Right, in other prayer times, Monday. Well, it's odd that maybe Punky had the money, and he knew that, you know, if he doesn't pay back the chayv now, he's going to spend the money. So therefore, maybe he paid already early in order that he shouldn't be tarred later with the thing. So Tatais has a kasha that the Gemara B'Metzia says, Seich Rada that the Seich says he paid. The Master says that you didn't give me money. So the Gemara is done. Who has to bring the raya? Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? If it's talking about Tayyip Zman, right? So we say by Pidyon HaBen that the baby died Tayyip Zman. Yeah. Says Bechaskas that he wasn't if that we don't say that the father was paid him early. So So, in fact, Ha'isra is, what do you mean? What's a tzushtel? Because by Bechor, there's no Inyan, he's not Torah at Bechal. Yeah? There's no Inyan, Mashen came by Zayn. That was the Kasha. So Taisa says that by Bechor also is a Tirda. It's also a Tirda. Even though by Bechor, by the Sarech, you have to pay. But by Bechor, the kid might die, he might not be Chayyah Bechal. Taisa says, no, it's still a Tirda. Taisa says it's a Tirda by Bechor that would motivate him to do it before, or that I shouldn't worry about it later. So that's Taisa's why. Because there's reason Magdim and Mitzvahs. There's a tirda even to be paid to the son before this man, al Zriz Magdino Mitzvahs. Fractor Machanan, what do you mean? He's from the Pashit. Who said Zriz Magdino Mitzvahs is not before this man in the mitzvah? So what's that he's talking about? The sad to say that he was paid his son early. Why? Because there's reason. But the Zriz Magdino is only once it's a chiv, then it's a shah of the chiv. Zriz do it right away. But before this man of the chiv is in the Zriz Magdino. That's Yibayim Shemba Basra. In Bamitsini, he says, no, what Taisus means to say is that it's a tirda al zrizim, not that now is a chiv zrizim, but he knows that comes the 31st day. Yeah? He has a chiv right away, and then there'll be an Indian of zrizim to do right away. So he might preempt that, he might do it already now, in order that he should have that zrizim already then. That's what B'chanan wants to say in Taisus. That doesn't mean it's his reason now. But L'chayr is whole anacha. There's no reason before this man in mitzvah. From Rashi, L'chayr, the Shtigam HaShmai is that even before this man in mitzvah, it's a reason. And that's good by Rav Avinu. It sounds like in Rashi a little bit that some man in mitzvah of going was by Netz. And Rav Avinu was mocked him. So we see that Shaykh's reason even before this man in the mitzvah.
Shalom, you can't put it on before his man, no?
Right, you can't put it on before this. A mitzvah, that's not Shaykh to do before this man, obviously it's not Shaykh. You know, like you said by Mila, why did you do the night before? It's not, you can't do the mitzvah then. Too much, something you could do before, is there any, you know, reason?
So why is Mila?
From the video, to go do the Akedah, he could do it, he could start before. There's no of going to the Akedah by night, right? Now,
is Mila din during the day?
What?
Is Mila din of doing?
That's
Mila
what we said before.
The
Mila the chiyum is only day. Not only that, if you do it by night, it's not kosher Mila.
Then why is it before? I guess okay, fine. So after and before Nate would still be yotzei.
Oh, so that we'll talk about barichlus. What exactly happens between Alois and Netz? And that's I'm trying to the title. The levush. The Levush is mashma that by Avraham Avinu, the Iker's fakaret. Iker's man, not like I'm being medayik in Rashi, and the Iker's man was before the Netz. But the Iker's man was before the Netz. Because he's there, he's going there in Simitov Rishnu Beis by Mitzvah Lulav. It says, Ukach lechem b'yoyim erishayin, that the mitzvah is from Kol Yoyim is kosher, but You shouldn't get involved in other things before you take a lulav. Why? These are magdilim mitzvahs. Like it says, Yashkem and Biker are pasuk. The Marm Sachem. So he says, Gabriel lulav. The ikas rizus is from the nets lechatchila. Why? Not because there's no rizus to do it from alois. Kind of the mayor's question. Shuas cholas ikar mashakore yoyin. Very interesting lashon over here. Hascholas Iker Mashakara Yoim is after the Netz. And that's why this reason is only from then. Even though by Yashkem, by Avram, it was before the Netz. By Yashkem was before the Netz. So then, and this is the mock of his reason. So you see, the Chayr's reason should even be before the Netz. Why waiting for the Netz? So he says, the Lenstab Alakei, the last size of Biyoim Dafka. Doesn't say yoyin. Therefore, ha'izar is kaid menetzachama. The tzibu is never b'yoyin. By lulav it says, ulkach lamechem b'yoyin. B'yoyin, we say the ikar yoyin is from the nets. Therefore, there's no reason before. Mashenka by Rav Avinu, he didn't tell him b'yoyin. So mail by him, the chiyuv, Batsim was already from before the nets. Mamela, we say that there's reason even already then. That's how. That's again the vush. The tziva of Rav Avinu.
And Mila.
By Mila also says Biyayin. Biyayin Mashmini. It says Biyayin. It also says Yayin. So therefore, it's Dafka in the Zman of Net, which is the Zman of Chatkhila, of what's called Yayin. That's what the Bush says. Now, he says, oh, well, Barluv, it says, but Yoyim, ein ikr Yoyim, el zrichas hachama, we'll call Yoyim. Yoyim is the sun shining, that's Yoyim. So, Mela, ikr Yoyim is from the sun shining all day, that's what defines Yoyim, you sound like you say. So, Mela, the ikr zman of the mitzvah is when, from that. Now, this is very interesting. It's very interesting, Levush. There might be other rise from it as well. But he's saying that this tachatchili is supposed to, we wait for the nets, and you don't do it from Allah, is because that's the ikar yayin. Sounds kind of the rice level. And because the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, it says that all the things that the mitzvahsan is beyond, mitzvah the whole day, while the law, while. And there the Mishnah says that when does the man's mitzvah start? It says from Netzachama. And not from Moisa Shachar. But it says, but the Evan, if he did it from Moisa Shachar, Yotz, as the Mishnah says. Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf. Says Rashi. Moisa Shachar, the reason why the Evan Yotz, Moisa Shachar Yimamahu. That's when the day starts from Moisa Shachar, says Rashi. Avalafisha and Hakal Bakiyim, but it's Shichal Mamdan Ezachama. Why do you wait till Ezachama? Because not everyone knows exactly when Allah starts. They didn't have clocks in those days that, you know, 72 minutes or 90 minutes, whatever it is man of Allah. So it's hard to discern exactly when Allah is. So therefore, Ezachama is clear. You see the sun rising, you know it's Ezachama. Therefore, they said, the dinner abundant, the zerg abundant, the chatchilo, you should admit mitzvahs and b'yayim, you should wait till the next. That's what Rashi says. However, that's before we'll see later in the Ramban, that it's a gzeir drabana. Zakipi Megadim, that this levush is mashma, that has the dinaraisa. Because the levush says the ikar yayim is from the nets. Because the yayim is totally the shemesh, and the ikar yayim is the nets. Mamel says, this is mashma, the dinaraisa. So the mission doesn't say it's the chatchila. You should wait till next, but the abba yaitza. So this, you know, the yaitza, but the abba, because it's the beginning of the yom that lets shach. But the yom is from next, so that's why he's supposed to wait. Now, I saw in the Chavetzel Hasharayim, he brings a very nice clear. Wants to say that the levush over here goes with shtasa, because the levush in a few places he quotes. You know, there's the big discussion in the Shayin, the Achrayinim, how do you count the day? When you count the hours, it's Man Krishma, it's a third of the day, Man Tefillah, no, here's a quarter of the day, and Krishma, and Man Tefillah is a third of the day, etc. All these things, you count the day from Alois till Tzeis, or you count the day from Netz till Shkia. The big enough Kamina, Lagabe is Mount Krishma, that's what we call the Zman Krishma of the Magen Avraham, and Zman Krishma of the Gra. The Magen Avraham's Krishma, Zman Krishma, is about 36 minutes earlier, because he starts from Alois. So Emerson, it's really not so posh, but the Cheshbon is, why is it, where do you get through, why 36? It's not, because if you go that Alois is 72 minutes before Netz, and Tzeis is 72 minutes after Shkia, so that means you have 144 minutes. Yeah, 144 minutes of the day is 140 minutes longer. Yeah, a quarter of the day, which is Mount Krishma, comes out as 36 minutes. 36 minutes. It's 36. The quarter of the day is 36 minutes. Right. So now, but it means you're starting 72 minutes earlier. Yeah, but the Zman is longer. The quarter day is longer, 36 minutes longer. But since you're starting 72 minutes, so even though the Zman is 36 minutes later, but 72 minus 36 is 36. But that's God assuming if you're going from Pavlois to 72 and Seis to 72, then it comes out that the Magen Avraham Zman is 36 minutes earlier than the Gra. But if we say that Seis is not 72 minutes, You know, we say alois is 72 minutes. Let's say it might be, say, 30 minutes, 32 minutes, 35 minutes, whatever it is. So then it comes out that cheshbon is off. That means that you can make a cheshbon, but don't do it right now. But it comes out the cheshbon is off. And therefore, the Magen Avraham's Zman is going to be more than 36 minutes before the Grazman. Because instead of 144 minutes, for example, that the day is extra, it's only 110 minutes, let's say. Right? It's 110 minutes, then divide that by 4, it is 27 and a half. Good, sir. Whatever it is, because when Mekhejbe comes out, it's a little earlier. Top. But anyway, so the question is, the Levush goes like the Grah. When count the hours of the day from Netzach Hamah until Shkia. Netzach Hamah until Shkia. So the question is, why? Why is that? If the Iker day starts from Allah, why? And why if Iker day starts from Allah, why are we going from that? Iker day starts from Allah. Teretz is Levush L'shtasai. Levush holds that we do mitzvahs from Netz, not from Alois, is a din deraisa. Because the Iker Yayim starts by the Netz. Because that's when they have the sun. That's Iker Yayim. So maybe if you want to count the hours of the day, a third of the day, a quarter of the day, what's called the day? Then we go bust the Iker day. The Iker day is from Netz till Shkia, not from Alois until Tzeis. But the Eved, that's the beginning of the day. So that's why you could be Yitzin Mitzvahs, but the Eved during that time. But it's not Iker day. So you want to talk about the what's called a quarter of the day, what's called a third of the day, what's called half a day. It goes from Netz and not from Alois. That's what the Chavetzel Sharon wants to say, the very nice shtickel, that the Levush is l'shtasai. He brings down over there also that the Shalosh is arrived in Pirush Mishnayos to this, because, well, he brings down the old Gersa in the Pirush Mishnayos, which is printed always in the Gemaras. There he says, Masham v'kulam, sh'asa ma'amra shachar kosher, l'mi sh'aver v'asa, Beis Hatzayr Chagodol, Ava Maisa Gomor, Buacher Netzachama. Ha Maisa Gomor is after the Netzachama. Firashi, that's just a Gzeira. Would you say the Maisa Gomor is after the Netz? No. Maisa Gomor is just as much Maisa Gomor before the Netz as after the Netz. El Maisa Gzeira Rabban, you should do it, you might mess up. El Maisa Mashma, that, like the Levush, it's a Dinderaisa. However, though, if you look at the translation of Kapach, and even those that have tainis on Kapach, but they came out recently with a new translation of the Pirush Mishnayos, and there he has it like the Kapach's Gersa. So therefore, he said the Gersa calls it Misha of Vasa Peshas Adchat. Adchatchila is Achrei Alois HaShemesh. Achrei Alois HaShemesh. Which is Alois Shachar, Alois HaShemesh is Netz. Rambam doesn't say anything about Maisa Gomor. He just says simply, he's supposed to wait until Netz. He doesn't say why. Mishnah didn't say why. It could very well be, it's Din Rabbanan. However, actually, there's a motion back in a different Rambam, like the Levush, anyways, we'll see in a minute. But this in the Rambam Pesach Mishnah upon him is the Chayin Adaraya, Lefi, the translation of Kapach and others. I'm not sure. There's a guy, Yosef Kapach, that put out he retranslated the Rambam from the original Arabic. Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and the Sefer Mitzvahs was originally written in Arabic. That was the spoken tongue at the time. So the Mishnah was written in Hebrew, but those were written in Arabic. So therefore, there were many translations and possibly some mistakes. He went back to the original Arabic and translated it in French. Some aren't so happy with him, but recently came out with another translation, which at this point has in both of them. Fine. The Sefer Turi Megillah, the Sefer Megillah, and that mission over there, he wants to be arrived from Ben Yonah also to the same Yisrael. Ben Yonah is going to the Gemara of the Brachis. The Gemara says, Ha'amim sha'adam kayak yishma shnei pam belayla. Shnei Pomim Belaila. Achas Kodim Shayal Meshachar. Achal Achas Shayal Meshachar. The Yates Memidechavos Achashim Achashalaila. A guy could say Krishma. Yeah? Shnei Pomim Belaila. And one Krishna will Yates Krishma Shalal Harvest. And one Krishma Shachar. One he said, right, a second before Eliza Shachar. One he said, second was a second after Eliza Shachar. And he's yaitz b'diav and Krishma shel shachris. Yeah, says Tzidri ben Yaina. Why are we calling it? If you tell him he's yaitz Krishma shel shachris. So why are we saying he read Krishma two times balayla? Why are you calling balayla? The second was after Hamra Shachar. Why is it Laila? Says Tzidri ben Yaina that the ikra yain ain ella achar netzachama ve'elach mechaldav v'shem mitzvah se b'yain. He calls the Mishnah Megillah. So what do we see? So therefore the mission, therefore the Gemara calls it that he read Pamayim Balaila. One before the lice and one after the lice, because after a lice is really called Laila. Because Ikra Yoim is after the nets, not after Lice Shachar. So Khair is up, this is safe, Tur Megillah, Khair is different Ben Yayim, but I like the little bush. That Livy holds just a Gzeira. Right, so you wouldn't call it Laila because of that. It's not Laila. It's not Iker Hayoyim Ein Elchanet. It's just as much considered day from Alois Hashach as from Netzacham of Irashi. Elma is a problem. People can't discern necessarily the difference in Alois and not. Say Medik Zera and say do by Net. But that wouldn't be a reason to call it Laila. So Chayitz Cliff and Menyayna like this Lavush. As well. Now, Ramesha asks an interesting question. He wants to know, we just as Misha says, anything misses behind, so Chachili, you should wait till Nets. The Kamish or Shachar was brought when? From Elisha Shachar. That's the old Gemara in Yuma, and they had the guy on the roof that said, well, as soon as he saw the first. The rays of light, and then Bar Koi, they said even in Chevron, this and that. It was a whole shock of attire between the guy on the roof and the guy on the bottom. Exactly how far, you know, how far he sees the light, and that's when they shechted. That's when they shechted the carbon tamish al shachar by lois al shachar, mamish by lois. So Chayra, the mission says it's supposed to wait till Nets. As a friend of mine, Maisa Farkat Munish at the Heller. The Ramban, the Mechames, and Brachas brings down this question. As we'll see soon. So Zachar Maisha, the basic Maisha says, he doesn't say that, no, but Maisha says like this. There's Bishlam of Firashi, yeah, that's a Gzeira. So it could be, he says that over here they weren't Geyser. He doesn't explain why. However, the Mechas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Aleph, I mean, Maisha quotes me, but he doesn't. Say what he says. He says, because we know the concept of Ein Shvus of Mikdash. Right? Amen, there's no Gezeres, because they say Kainim Zrizim Hei. Right? So therefore, Kainim Zrizim Hei says in Mechus Chinuch, so even though Lagabe, everyone else we say, don't do the mitzvahs until Nets, Gabe, the Krav is on top of me, the base of Mikdash, we can say, you can do it by all means, do it from Eis HaShachar, because Kainim Zrizim is no Gezeres. However, says in Maisha, doesn't mean on the bushes, but it doesn't mean anything. The Rambam, there's a Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mila, and the Rambam in Hilchos Para. There, the Rambam is mashma that it's in the Raisa, because the Rambam just says him and say he's supposed to do it from the nets, but the Eved from Alois, he doesn't say it's a Gezeira. The Maisa, Lanias Dait, I think you can Maisa and Maisha, and that same Rambam that he brings, Rambam Nechus Mila, is the extra Mashmois in the Rambam to tell us that it's Dinner Aisa, Shtik Mashmois, so deep, I think it's a deep. Rambam says, Ein Molin Loilam El Biyoin. Oh, Achar Alois Hashem Shemesh. Rambam's Mila is Biyoin after Alois Hashemesh, meaning Nets, the Rambam calls Nets. Baby Yom Hashmini, Shuzmana, Ein Shloibizmana, Shiveilach, Nayim, right? Shinemar. So Ram said, "Ein mol la'olim b'yoyim achar lois hashemesh." Shenemar b'yoyim hashmini b'yoyim b'loy b'layla. And what Ram say when you do the mila after nets? Shenemar b'yoyim. And Ram says, "Mol mishiyal hamashachar kosher." So mashmaris the Ram is that the din that he said from nets, that's That's really the pasuk behind the pasuk. As the chatchila, the pasuk says b'yayin, it means from the nets, not to the gzeira. Now it's not just the fact Ram doesn't say it's gzeira. It's even more because Rama says you have to do it from the nets. Shenema b'yayin. That's the ikur din of the ikur taicha b'yayin means from the nets. So the raisa, you have to do it from the nets. Hashma
yischa. He says,
"Aim on the
metal
be gold." He says, "Achal is shemesh." Right,
achal is shemesh is
nets.
Why
do
you say both?
He has to tell you what's called yoyim. Yoyim is from the nets, and not from a lice. But yeah, it's from a lice. What does yoyim mean? You don't know what yoyim means. Okay, Akapan and Ramesh also assume that's the Rambam. He says it's just the fact that Rambam doesn't mention that it's Rabbanon, that itself is Mashem Saraisa, Smeel for Ramesh, Harukush Loduchte. So why are we mocking the carbon Talmud from Allah? It's the Chayr, it should be telling in the Mitzvah of Shabbat. It says Ramesh that because of the Chavivus and the Zrizus, because the Zriz Magdimen, and he go chatchil lasses kim diavet. So it's a funny svara, right? It's a funny svara that you know, because of the chavivas, and if a guy has chavivas and mitzvah for lulav, you know, he spent 2 weeks in the shuk getting his perfect lulav and esrog, and his mom is all pumped to do that. Comes the lois hashach, he's ready, itching to do it. You say he doesn't wait till that. It's a funny svara. And Rosh himself is mayor for the Rambam and he'll speed him with him. The Rambam says that Mehmet says Manchitasan, Shall Baika Shaykh Naisa Kalim Shalachama, Meshaye or Pere Kol Mizrach. Yeah? It's Mash from the Rambam, but that's the Iker's man. Rambam, the Iker's man is from the nets, right? But as Chavivas, it was so chaviv for them to do it, they were so pumped to mock the Karbanis, so then we allowed them to do what's bad in B'dievet. Besides, there's man's B'dievet. Because they're Chavivas, let them do it. It's like B'dievet, they can't hold themselves in. Right? Ram is mashma behind that. Ram is mashma. The Moshe himself is married. Ram is mashma. That's the time. Amos says, man shchitasam, says the Ram, from Moshe Shachat. That's the time. So Chayra, I would say, money is deity. That the Ram is like Ramban, which Ramesh doesn't call Ramban and Muhammad, which also I got from the Chavos Nasharan, the Esam Maramaka of the Ramban. I don't think he shows this point the Ramban. The Ramban says, the usual what mitzvah is the B'yayim, is Zul B'yayim. Yeah? He says, Mashallah, Mashach, Yoyim hu l'chol dinim shebetayra. You do like Rashi, yeah. If we say you should do all these things, nets. Now, mach ain't a mafsid klum, because only you know it's still he has all the. Only in Talmud says the Ramban. The mikdash dechsev biker kavu hair mizrach shekadmasan mitzvah. So Ramban says the Ramban sounds like because it says biker. Over there. So biker has a connotation of being early. That's Gemara Yom also, where it says biker means, it's a twice biker, means even earlier. That's in Seder Kedima. Biker has a connotation, that's what Ramban seems to be saying, of being early. So Mela, even the Ramban guy's going into Rabbanan, yeah? Ramban's guy's going into Rabbanan. Saying, I don't know why he didn't answer just Mechsinuch Teres that it's Talion's reason. And this does the kind of Kainim's reason, maybe there's no Gezerah, Seder, and shows a Mikdash. But the Ramban does say Svar here, which might be Svar the Raisa. The Ramban says it's Svar because it says Biker. So maybe that could be the Ram, even if the Ram holds like a Baisha, that the Iker's man is from Nets, and this man of Allah is just with the Evan on the Raisa level, that's by all mitzvahs. The Iker's man is from the nets. But here it says biker. Biker has a connotation of being a little earlier. So Mela, that's why we say the Zman L'chatchila of Karban Talmud, like Rambam says, is from Alois HaShachar and not Netzachama. Okay. With this, that tape, the Torah Megillah mentioned, he answered him Fagus Kash on the tour. Where the Torah writes that a Zava can be Tayvel, has to be Tayvel B'yayim. When the Rais says, when the Torah is, then the Torah is Ach Netzachama. What do you mean? What do you mean? After that, the Rais, if you go on the Rais, it's from Malais. Why is he saying it from that? Tefillas of the Zava. So he said, according to this, if you hold, yeah, there's far as their Isa, Chatchila, then their Isa, so Meila, the Akhavut Torah means that the Zav is supposed to be terrible from the Raisa, from that, means that the Chatchila is, the Abbot from Eliza Shach, but Chatchila is the Raisa. Okay. Now, Minyalinyan, so, we mentioned the Gemara, the Gemara is not Krishma. If it's Pumim, they could say before Allah is not Allah is, and Yaitza, one for night and one for day. The Gemara says also, there's two Gemaras. There's one, that Gemara, and the Gemara is the Kasha. This is how good for Kasha. Amrit Pum Shot Mukhar Krishma, Shnei Pum Balaila. So we see that after Amrit Shachar, it's considered Laila. And then it says, yeah, it's Krishma Shal Yai. So we see it's Yai, make up your mind, it's Laila Yai. If it's Laila, how he is Krishma Shal Yai, Shal Yai. After the Gemara, really it's night. Aye, why are we calling it Yai? Because since there are some people that wake up then, so Mela, you it's a Krishma, some people wake up for Reif Malai, so Mela, you it's a Krishma. So Agaparam Luchari is Mashma the Gemara. That Krishma, Betzim, is different than all of Betzim. Krishma is not totally in Yom and Laila. Krishma is totally B'shach Chav Kamecha. So we're saying that at that stage of the Gemara, Gemara was saying, Laila, I'll tell you, it's considered Laila. But still, you can say Krishma, Shal Shachris, because people are getting up. So you see that Krishma is totally in waking up and going to sleep as opposed to Yom and Laila. We know if it's Laila, then how can you say Krishma? Now, my Krishma is totally B'kumecha. And the Chari, and the flip side, we got a, that's my Krishma Shal Shachris. Got a Krishma Shal Arvis. You have the same thing in the next Gemara. The Gemara says also, different Braisa, Pam Shal Kari Krishma Shnei Pamim B'yoin. Achas Kaid Menetz, Achas La, and one after the Nets. And one Yaitz Krishma Shal Shachris, and one Yaitz Krishma Shal Arvis. So the Gemara says, again, the time period between Alois and Nets, you're telling me that it's Yayin, right? You're telling me it's Yayin. Shtei Pam B'Yayin. So you're calling it Yayin. And then you're telling me Yayin's Krishma Shal Arvis. I'll give you Krishma Shal Arvis if it's Yayin. So you might say, no, Laila, it's Yayin. But since we call it Laila, because there are some people that are still sleeping there. So it's called Laila. So you can lay in Krishma Shal Arvis. Biyayim, because there are some people still sleeping. Right? So again, so what do you see? Even the Gemara is saying it's considered Yayim, but Krishma Shal Arav is not telling Yayim Alayla. We call Krishma Shal Arav Krishma Shal Shachrit, but that's him. It's Krishma Shal Shchiva and Krishma Shal Kima. And Emerson, someone asked me, gave a shir last week in Shul about this issue, and he brought down Gval Gadig and Ramban. As a riot to this side, because Ramban, that same Machamas over there, he has a kasha. He says that the Krishma shall Arvis. He asked for the kasha that Harei Gemara says. Why is the Zman Krishma is until a quarter day, till 3 hours? Why is that? Why is that the man save Zman Krishma shall Shachris? Come back when you wake up. So why is that? Why is that? Oh, there. Well, why till 3 hours? Gemara says, "Bnei Melachim wake up at 3 hours." It's still called Bekumecha. Some people are still waking up. Some people, the Bnei Melachim, is still waking up at 9 o'clock. Yeah, on Equinox Day. Yeah. So says the Ramban, some Cain said, "How come we don't lay in Krishma Shal Arvis until Zman Krishma of Shachris?" Because there appears still people sleeping. Just like Gemara says, that you can lay in Krishma, b'di'evid, Krishma shal Arvis. After Alois, because there's some people sleeping. Right. Some people are sleeping until...
That's like two people, not some people.
Until 9 o'clock. That's Ramban's question. What's that? Oh. Al-Gabanim, from the Ramban's question, L'chari, you see, that Zichat Tali and Shechiva. If it's Tali B'yayim, there's no way that after Nets you can consider Laila. Right, the Rabban had a Havamina. He spelled like Krishma Shal Arvis until 9 o'clock because the Menei Melachim is still sleeping. Yeah, so then the Chayyim see it's totally sleeping, and and being awake and sleeping, and sleeping and not Laila B'yayin. But it involved her eye. So what's Rabban's answer? Rabban's answer is...
Sleeping,
not going to sleep anyway. By Lois, no one's going to sleep either. Unless the guy was out all night partying in town, and not going to sleep by Lois, right? No one goes to sleep by Lois. We're going now, that's not the man. This man saves man, one's also sleeping. Today's Friday, it's after Thursday night, isn't it? Oh, says the Ramban, very interesting. He says, "Even shem b'nei melachim." He says, "They were neurim hein b'mitas, and they were awake from the nets. They ain't raised long about shalosh shoytz. They're just like too lazy to get up. I don't know what they're playing with their smartphones. I don't know what they're doing for 3 hours from 6 to 9. You know, loitering in bed. But upon him, but the b'nei melachim, when they wake up by nets like everyone else wakes up." Oh my, they stay in bed for 3 hours. So, I don't know, as the man said. Ma'is Midach is, actually the Rajba over there, I'm skipping ahead and drop. What? Rol B'nai Melachim. The Mar says that Kol Yisrael really is B'nai Melachim. The Mar says there's not Midach Alach with that. The Mar says like have a Muktza, a certain food that's only really to eat for people that have, like, storks or some of the bird, I forgot what bird it was, pet, you know, only B'nai Melachim had that. But still, so why is not books for everyone else? Because Kol Yisrael is really is B'nai Melachim, the Gemara says. Okay. So, oh, but nice, the Rajba, it's really not clear what the Rajba Teretz is, but he starts off saying, like Moshe, he says, Imishu Miyuta, the Ganu, right? Oh, he has the Kasha. We say this man Krishma Shal Shachris is still nine because the name Lachma is sleeping, but it's also Miyuta, right? It's a Monoshav, that shouldn't be Zman Shachris either, right? So why are we calling it Meshach Becha? Yeah? It's a ready day. He says the name Lachma is a muted Miyuta, you know? Right, so he has to catch him in the cage, he's about to. Krishma Shal Sha'arvis because some are sleeping. Yalmai said, no, it's the Muta. But then, so why by Shachar? It's a Marv Shach. You're telling me that by my, you can't say Krishma Shal Arvis till 9 because the main Lachav is the Muta. MK is a Marv Shach, so why is that the Zman Krishma Shal Shachar? That's what he asks. Yeah? The answer is, it's not clear what the answer is. Kim Machmas Yimama Chai V'Tayr Likres B'Shachar. Since it's Machmas Yimama, so therefore we're willing to extend it. Al B'Shalayla, even though it's Tali in Shechiva, since it's a ready day, not. It's not clear. So he is bringing in the element. That seems to be an element in the Rajba is the fact that Krishma Shal Shachris Sarka Saif it's day, and therefore we're willing to extend the day, even though the Zman is Kima, we're willing to extend it since it's Tali the day. Shanking by night, that's it's Krishma Shal Arvis. Elmai Saif Basarif will be toiled in Zman Shiva. Yeah? So we're not gonna go all the way into a Zman that's totally day. So, you have to be mine. But that's what he says. Al Kapanim, fine. So again, so from these we're showing from the Ramban, the Kharif, and Shul, you had a Havmina. You should be able to say Krishma Shal Arvis, the Shul is Shais. Yeah? So it's Mashma Zechaz Talin in Shechiva, and not Yom Laila. However though, Midrash Yisa, in the Rajba Dafka, in two places in that Beis and Brachas, it's Mashma, it's totally in Yom Laila. You mean that you show me first of all, Gabe, Banish Moshes. What happens if someone says Krishna Banish Moshes? Right, before Tzeis. So, in Kol Torah Kula, between Shkia and Tzeis, is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Right? However, l'chayra, linen going to sleep, this is not so old. So if a guy lays krishma, lays shmoshes. Right? So zicha, misafik, he has to lay krishma again. That's the Raj B'nai Rishalmi. That's the din of the Benish shmoshes called Tarkula. It's a safik. If Adrab Rishalmi learns out that when you do mitzvah Benish shmoshes, misafik, you have to do it again, it's in the case of krishma. Now, look, so question is though, look at Eben Ozel, look at Mrs. Zalman, Haray, L'chaira, if you say it's totally in sleeping, so nice, no one goes to sleep then. No one goes to sleep before Tais. Right? So, Akhvan, it shouldn't be totally whether Benish Mosh is Yoyim or Laila. It should totally when people go to sleep. So, the Mishnah says they go to sleep. I say it's a chavim, then it should be vaday, not yayitzer. But the shalom is mashma, mesafik, you have to say krishma again, because mesafik yarayis lechumra. Mesafik, you have to say krishma again, because benish moshes. Every time you do mitzvah benish moshes, mesafik, you're not yayitzer. Right? If you count the tzvira, benish moshes, that's all shayla, what to do? You have to count again. Right? Mesafik, you weren't yayitzer. So you also mesafik, you weren't yayitzer. But if you say it's totally in zman shchiva, right? It says zman shchiva, it's from say, it's not before. So Meila Elamites Mash was totally in Yarim and Laila. The Rajb also on the base, Gemara has all the about 4, 5, 6, I remember different shittas when is Zman Krishna? When on these Nichlas Lechapita, when the Kayim go in, when Gemara has a whole bunch of the Gemara subtle, very subtle differences between them. The Gemara makes all the Shbainis, which one is before which one? The whole half Amal Gemara over there. So Raj Bizan from Vaigain that that's him, he says there's two sheetahs over there, meaning Bikaron and what is Talian. Because he said like this, the sheetahs that say, Rabbi Lozov there says, Mishash Kiddush Hayayim. He holds Taloi Ubar Shemesh Zbir Shemeshai. That means it's Talin Shkia. Because the Gemara of the Man Aleph, Beis Man Aleph in the Bad, and the Gemara talks about the Zman of Achilas Truma. Whether it's Ubar Shemesh V'Tahar, he's Tahar, Ubar Shemesh V'Tir, Kitzer, Tar, Tir Gav, Tir Yayma. So the Shail is, Zerajba says, but the Man Omer it says, the Manomini says Tolin Shkia, Manomini says Tolin Tseis, and then Rechanina says that it's totally when the Ani eats his bread, so he says, what's that? That's he holds it's totally in Laila, it's Tolin Shkiva. And Darbish Me Adam Lishka Betchil Zalaila, they only go to sleep after Ani. He goes to eat, he schmoozes with his neighbors a little bit, and then he goes to sleep. Right? So it's clear in the Rajva. If the Bei Yeshua asked, the Rabbi going, what's he being Tarla Krishma in Ba Shemesh V'Tahar, V'Tihar, the Shemesh is gone, means Mishkiya, where the Shemesh is gone, the sun sets. There's a Manam over there, the Kundar Ajra, the Kundar Rabbi going, it's totally in the Pasuk that talks about by Chilas Kainim, Chuma, Ba Shemesh V'Tihar, the sun is gone, that's when he can eat Chuma, that's how Krishna is telling that. What Shaykh is says, telling him when they go to sleep. No one goes to sleep by Shkia. Well, how can he say it's telling Shkia? What does that do with the Kainim coming to? What does that do with Krishna? That's what the Peneshu asked. Says the Eben Ozel, Fakarit, if you look at the Yimayin the Rajba, it's very clear. The Rajba says that the other man that holds telling Shkiva. The ones that say the Ani. He says the person doesn't go to, people don't go to sleep. Right by sunset. They wait till eat, they schmooze a little bit, then they go to sleep. Right? They didn't have lights those days, right? But they don't do, you know, it takes a little time they go to sleep. But it's mashma, the other man, the Omer Hel, that's not telling Shkiva. The man, the Omer Hel is telling Shkia, it's because he holds telling Laila and Yoin, and he holds that Laila is telling Shkia. Laila is very telling Shkia. So that's, Eben Ozel says, you see, Chan this Rajma. Nice though, we have to stem the other Rajma by on the Ches by the Vnei Melachim that Yishvi sells like Krishna until Gimel Shoyes. Although if you mind that Rajma when we said the Rajma, he does bring in the idea of Yoyim and Laila there. That's in his chiluk was that Krishna shol Shachris. That's his calling the Yoyim. So even though it's calling Kima waking up. set aside if it's a day mitzvah. So maybe we're willing to extend it to the Zman when some people are waking up. Shaking Krishma Shal Arvis, it's totally the night. It's totally the night.
Not sleeping.
He says it's totally the element of night, totally the night also. Even though we say you can read Krishma from Alois because some people are still going to sleep, since there's an element of night over there, so there's no way you can say that at 12 o'clock in the day, where some people sleep till 12, you know, let's say, right? So it was Matthias, yeah? Someone slept till 12. So then you should say, okay, so you can still wear Krishma Shal Arvis. It's not Krishma Shal Arvis. Then it's not shy to go past the nets. So even though that Rajma is mashmado, there's an element of Lila over there. So, if you mind. Now, so here's an interesting shayla. We discussed the Mishnah that says that things that are supposed to be yayin, supposed to do be yayin, from the Netzacham, anach by the Shachar. Question, what about Krishma? Krishma Vesikin. Oh, mentioned the Vesikin. Don't mention Vesikin before. The Vesikin people, when did they say Krishma? Right before Nets. They finish Krishma by Nets, and then Zashma Nets, right? That's what Gemara says. That the Vesikin are going by Zem and Nets Achama. They just Mogul at Tvila. The name is the Mespal Beyayin. So actually, so Chayra, the question is really, so why are they dominating Krishma before Nets? Chayra, you should say Krishna after Nets. Why isn't there a din of saying Krishna after the net?
Isn't that a din of Zman?
What?
Zman Krishna starts earlier.
So does Zman Matilas Lulu.
Okay.
So does.
So what?
And so what? And still we say you shouldn't take Lulu until the nets. Maybe she's not Krishma until Nets either.
Maybe that's Iker, but it doesn't mean Zman doesn't start.
What?
Maybe that's Iker, but
again,
that means Zman doesn't start.
Again, there's a Mishnah in Sechas Megillah that says, you should not take Elul until after Nets.
Okay.
Is that such a Mishnah?
Okay.
Trust, Mishnah says.
I am trusting it, that sounds like okay.
You don't trust it. You can look it up yourself. Give me the more right.
I'm saying okay.
What?
I know.
So you'll take lulav right before Nets? My question.
Yeah.
A minute before Nets, you'll take lulav?
No.
I don't know.
No. I do know.
I do know.
No. Because the mission says that you're supposed to wait till the Nets. You wait till the Nets. You don't say it a minute before the Nets.
It's
Oh. So one second. So Chayra.
Why? But you're asking. So what? You're asking.
One second.
I want to sharpen the question
that we mentioned. We the whole first part of Shia was to discuss that is it the Rabbanan or is it in the eyes of the Chachi is supposed to wait for the Nets, right? Now L'chaira, if it's the Raisa, so then if you hold the Kriyishma is not calling him, it's calling Shechiva. So then we can say what Mary said before. That Kriyishma is different. Because again, if it's a din the Raisa, okay, that means the Chatil of the Yoyim is Nets. So mitzvah is calling Yoyim. So then they're supposed to do chatzil by Nets. If Krishna is not calling Yom Malaya, if Krishna is calling Shechiva, so then you don't have that halacha. Then whenever his man is Shiakir, whatever it is, so then chatzil. So the whole question that we're asking is only on the side that's Rabban. If it's a gzeira, then it should make a difference. A gzeira you have. Now, so the question is, Zot David, that there's a maila, Zot David. The pshat is that you want to be semagul at tefillah. Meaning, because like this, because the pasha pshat, not all the shayim agree with that. Taisus, for example, in Brachas. It says that they lay in Krishma right up to the nets. Now, the reason why they did it now, he says, is because they want to be signed by Gula Tvila. Meaning, because what's the ikar of the net, of Vesikin? They want to damage Menestrei by the nets. Nanav agrees to that. We'll see. Nanav agrees that they even lay in Krishma before the nets. But Tay says, Pasha, the Pasha, the Gemara, they made Lakers the nets. And the Gemara says, Kadei, Shis, Gula Tvila. He says, Yeruchim Shemesh. Right? Yeruchim Shemesh. Im Shemesh. Yerushmaim Im Shemesh. Im Shemesh, Netzacham. Is that going Krishma or is that going Tvila? Tay is assuming it's going Tvila. That means the Zman Chatkhila of Shemesh Esrei is Im Shemesh, but Netzacham. Therefore, in order to have the Maila of Daming with the Nets, so and you want to be Sam Gula Tvila. Therefore, you have to, if you want to have Shemir Esrei right by the nets, and you want to be Sama Gula Tvila, you have to say Krishna right before that. What? Say it, but we said, Hengel is also Makdin is Zimizim. Right? But we say, no, it's Gzeret. So our Kabbana could be, since after the Maila of a Sikhin, it could be Chazal overlooked their Gezer. And maybe we could add it with David says, since Mais is right, since it's a couple minutes, Mam is right before, maybe there's less of a Lirid Bezer. But we can hear that for the Maila of a Sikhin, to be able to damage Menestrei by the net, and to be able to, since you have to mark them the Krishma in order to have Smichus Gula Tefila, and therefore they allowed you to say Krishma even before the next.
Assuming it's
Rabban. Could be if it's the rice and you hold that Krishma is a Din B'Yayin, then it will be a problem. But if you hold that the rice, if you hold the rice and it's totally in Shchiv and Krima, not totally in Yom Laila, then
that's a good for what I thought Rabbi was asking.
For what?
I thought that's what Rebbe was asking.
I was asking a general question. I wasn't in the fire exactly what the point of the question.
I thought Rebbe was asking outside. Okay.
Now, so Tosis himself asked Akasha. Tosis asked Akasha. Tez Akash from the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma says that Hileni Amalka made a Nivreshes Shel Zav, some type of golden fixture that when the sun would rise, it would reflect the rays of the sun, and everyone in Yerushalayim knew when the Netz was. And then they would say Krishma. Are you doing that's a chama? Ubozman Krishma shall shachris, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that took my everyone else, not the Vesikin that said Krishma first. So it's mashma. Everyone said Krishma after Nets. Right? So if it's mashma, the Ikazman is afterwards. Taisa says, no, it's just that most people can't, you know, chop the time of Nets exactly when Shemar Esrei is going to be, therefore they're able to calculate their Krishma to finish right then. They didn't have watches then. You know, you see these Nets people, you get with the digital clock, we did a second, instead of tenth of a second, and they take it a little bit seriously sometimes. I was Imre Sheffer, and I don't know, the Shtibel. So the guy who's in charge, he says that Imre Sheffer, you can find the minion at 11, 12 o'clock also, you know. He said, he has a first minion at 6. He said, he has a minion until 11, 12, he doesn't care. He's not having a Nets minion. He asked him why. He says, because by me, I want them to daven to Hashem, not to the watch. Not to the clock. Anyway, but Al-Kapanen, so therefore, Shar Amid Yerushalayim, they would say Krishma after the Nets because they couldn't really get it exact. That's the answer, the Kasha. Now, Oh. Fine. So if he tises, that could be the terrence. That why did the singing people allowed to say it before? This way they get the maila of Shmanesre. Taisis in Yuma brings down from Erechananu. The Vesikin would say, the Vesikin people would say Krishma after the Nets. So when it says, Hayugaymer Ois Imanetzachama, Hayugaymer Ois Imanetzachama, what does Goymer mean? Goymer means Kairin. And we say, Goymer Mesahala, right? 21 days a year, we're going to miss Hala. We read Hala.
They were late for Shmoneh Esrei, that means?
No. It means that, says Ben Chanan, Yeruchim Shemesh is not too much Shmoneh Esrei. Yeruchim Shemesh is too much Krishma. Kabbalah Slam Malach Shemayim. That's the Yerucha. The fear of Hashem comes like day. Kabbalah Slam Malach Shemayim. That's the Krishma, not Shmoneh Esrei. Talking about Ben Chanan, we have it all wrong. We think Vesikin is supposed to finish Krishma by a net, and that's Shmoneh Esrei. Vesikin is supposed to be, they going in my nets means they're clear of Krishma after the nets. Pukpukah. And that's the big mile. So if you're making it, obviously there's no question of, and the Taka is saying it after the nets. The Balamar says similar. He says that there's three zmanim. One is before the nets, one's with the nets, he has his machadish, and one's after the nets. So he has a zman of during the nets. That he understands the nets is not either you before the nets or after the nets. There's a zman of the rising of the sun. It's not like you're either before or after. Right? Like there's a famous question. Of Chaim, yeah, the other day that you know, so they died by Chatzais, right? But the Chayim, they died by Chatzais. Question is, the Chayim's notion is death. Either you're alive or you're dead. There's no dying, right? So he says, but the notion is Chatzais either. It's either before Chatzais or after Chatzais. There's no time called Chatzais. So male before till Chatzais they're alive, and after Chatzais they were dead. Akapanim, but by Netzachama, says the Baal Mor, there's a time called Netzachama. So male he says that like this. He says Vesikin, they said Krishma during the Nets. That's what it means. Imanetz acham. They were gaimrim with the nets. They finished with the nets. Meaning, that's what they said during the nets. And that's also Yeruchim Shem is going in Krishma. That was with the nets. The time of the nets.
What's during?
I don't know how long it is. Sunrise during the sunrise.
To the point where it's over here.
I don't know how long that time is and how much of the sun does that include. I don't know. But he says, does it mean to include the whole sun? I don't know how long it takes for the whole sun to rise. See the whole body of the sun.
At least a few seconds.
Could be a few minutes, right? Okay, anyway, I'm not sure exactly what that share about Balmar is. Kitzer. So he says, Iker mitzvah min hamufchar is b'shasa netzacham. Yeah? So I ask. So, now, so Rebbein Tam says, also that is over there, the chadchilo, you shouldn't say Krishma before the nets. And the Vesikin, they weren't doing the right thing, Batsim. The Vesikin was not chadchilo, says Rebbein Tam. And he brings the raya from the Mishnah in Megillah that says you're supposed to wait for the nets to do mitzvahs. So Mamish Arkasha, that's really the Yisrael Rebbein Tam. Why in Haggah says, Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. That's really.